Yes.
Okay, welcome all to the sixth episode of English POD. Today we are discussing a very important topic. It's about time management. And, well, it's a very important topic, as I said, because time is an essential part of our lives. And, you know, dealing with time is something we do it every minute, every second. So that's why we're discussing today, what is time management? How do we manage our times? And so on and so forth. Now, let me share the questions here. Okay. So we have four questions. First, we're going to talk about what is time management exactly? What do you mean when you say time management? Secondly, is prioritizing tasks important in time management? And how? What do you mean by prioritization? The third, have you ever, this is some question, personal question, have you ever missed a deadline? And we'll discuss all about this. The fourth question is, are you familiar with delegation in time management? And how do you make use of it? So we shall start with the first question. Yeah, what do you think? What is exactly time management? What do you mean when we say time management?
Okay. Time management, I think it's when you have deadlines, when you work in some place or you are student, you should have some homework, some exams, some like schedule full of lectures, homework. So you should manage the time. Like, this is 1 hour for lecture, this is 1 hour for exam, this is 1 hour to review the lectures after studying. So this is, I think, it's time management.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. So it's time management is about dealing with tasks. I could just conclude your words, Hammam. It could be just dealing with tasks and distractions. How do you deal with these two things in order to achieve your full potential of your day? So yeah, I believe that's what time management exactly. Let's move to the second question. Would you like to read?
Okay. Yeah. Prioritizing tasks important in time management?
Prioritize.
I think it's,
what do you mean by to prioritize? Just give me a minute, please.
I think it's
Go ahead.
Okay. What is the important? Like I have exams. It's very important than some homework, like buy something for funny or for for funny or something like that. So it's more important.
Your voice is breaking.
Right. Okay.
I believe there is a problem with the internet.
Okay. Internet connection, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me repeat it what I said. Okay. I think there is tasks. It's more important in time management. Like when you have exam, it's more important than when you need something for your funny, like with new games. It's not more important than exams or homework, or it's like when you have a lecture or go to with your friend. It's the lecture is more important because it's your life. It's depend on this lectures and or your grades. It's more important. So you should like make task prioritizing, okay, in a time. And how? How it's what is the important for you? Is friend? It's important than lectures or than study.
Yeah,
you will be like stupid because it's not always friends. It will good for your life or like when you have a job or like anything important like family or friends. It's there is something more important in your life. This is so how can we
so we could manage. Say that prioritizing is all about time management. If you just put tasks according to the to the most important task in your day. That's right. Okay, just give me a minute and I will back. Just give me a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry for that. Are you there?
Yeah, still.
Okay.
I think Abdelhamid left the meeting.
Yeah, he just told me on WhatsApp. He just left by accident.
He was listening to us?
Yeah, he was listening actually, but he wasn't discussing something. So, as we were talking about, as you said, Mom, prioritizing tasks is very important in time management. And as you said, you know, having exams or maybe doing tasks for family are more important than hanging out with friends, for example.
I think it's the main part of time management.
Yeah, it's one of the main parts actually of time management because we will talk about another one just a minute. Okay, would you like to say something else or?
I think the screen, okay. I'm done with this question.
And how are you with prioritizing tasks? Are you good or?
I think it is the worst thing I have it in my life.
It is. it's a skill.
I'm the best.
It's a skill.
It's yeah, skill. It's still, but
it can be
do you know? Do you know? I deleted the Instagram from my phone yesterday.
And the reason?
Because the reason because
it takes a lot of time.
My university will begin the lectures tomorrow.
So you don't have time.
Wallahi, Instagram eat my time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's eat my time. Oh my God. It's the most application take from my pattern.
Almost all social media accounts and YouTube. It's really.
No.
And
because,
by the way, it's it's for nothing,
yeah,
you know?
But the YouTube and Twitter, it's more scientifically. But Instagram, no.
Yeah,
not scientific. It's,
yeah, agree. Yeah.
It's very, very stupid. Think stupid in this world, you will watch it in Instagram.
Also, Snapchat, don't forget. So, thank God I don't have Snapchat, by the way. I don't have it. So,
thank God, Allah.
Yeah. Okay, let's jump to the third question. Have you ever missed a deadline? If yes, how did you go about it? And how did you do about If not, how do you keep following your tasks without falling?
Okay, I think no one cannot miss any deadline, but I think it's can, you know, keep up with deadlines. So I think I'm the best one who missed the deadlines. So I think
you missed deadlines.
Yeah, my printer, you know, my printer have a warranty. I bought it from 1 year. So I think the warranty is 2 years, but it was 1 year.
Yeah.
So I take it with me and go to Jeddah when I search from the service center. Yeah. And when reach the service center and he locked the printer, said the warranty is it's from Mars. It's in from Mars.
Yeah.
It's 3 months. So I am okay, the worst of deadlines. So
no, but is how things go, by the way, with deadlines. When you say deadline, it means that maybe you have a homework. Maybe your doctor gave you a homework and well he told you that you have to submit your homework by, let's say, next week. So so there are two kinds of people, by the way. There's the kind of people who will, you know, work on the homework instantly. The minute the teacher gives the homework, he will work on it at the minute. And the other kind, which procrastinates until the deadline almost almost hours ahead, and he starts working on the project or homework or whatever. Now this is called missing deadlines, and this is a skill also, by the way, because you know it helps you to organize your time. It helps you to be organized in your daily tasks. Yeah, for example, at least you need to devote at least 5 hours, maybe 4 hours, whatever, just to work on this project to finish it on time. Now, for me, actually, at the first 2 or 3 days, I get excited and I work very hard. And when I see I have done a great progress, yani khas, I say, whoa, I almost done, yeah. So I just leave it. Yeah. I just leave it and I say, I'll do it tomorrow. And tomorrow after tomorrow. And
eventually, a week, boss.
Well, unfortunately, I just realized that it's 1 day, yani, and the deadline is going to be, it's going to be over. Yeah, so you know, this happens with me all the time for no reason.
Thank God I was in the previous university in Hamas. You know, it teach me how to take the deadlines. It's like how
seriously
to time management. Yeah, because if you don't manage your time, you will fail in this university. So, oh my God, it's very homework, many homework, plenty of homework, okay? Many exams. It's exams, it's like behind of it. Okay, when you have exam in Sunday, you will have the another in Thursday. So it's very, very close to it. So,
This is what I like about medicine or medical college. They teach students how to organize their times because, yani, honestly, they don't have time. Medical students
have to be a good human.
Huh?
How to be a good human.
Yeah. Really? Yani, I know a lot of medical students. They don't have time. They don't have time to eat. They don't have time to drink. They have to study all the day. So that's why medical students are always, yani,
Also, in the holidays,
good
medical student still like
flying
afraid from something coming. Huh? Yes, it's still worry about something. Something wrong will happen. I don't know why, but it's feeling unsafe every time. Also on holidays.
Well, it happens. It happens. Okay.
Okay.
If no one actually wants to discuss something, I believe we have Shahid and Abdul Hamid. Do you want to say something? Or just move on to the fourth question, final question, and we will end up, inshallah, by 8:05. 8:05, we will end up the meeting.
Yeah.
Move on. I will introduce myself until the end, inshallah.
Okay, Abdul Hamid. We just wanted you to introduce yourself to the others, like, and it's okay. So the final question, are you familiar, guys, with delegation and time management? Have you ever heard of the word delegation, to delegate?
I know what you mean, but it's not good with me.
What is meant to delegate? When I say, for example, to delegate tasks.
I think it's the guy who delivers.
You delegate tasks to another one. Sorry, Ahmad.
I think delegation is like someone delivering the request.
Time.
Yeah, to assign. It's actually to assign tasks to someone. Yeah, to delegate, بمعنى أنك يعني يسموها in Arabic, they call it تفويض, يفوض. Okay? So, delegation is very, very important in time management. طبعاً, when do we delegate? Or how do we delegate? Do you know? Do you delegate? Do you assign tasks to other people to do for you? And what kind of tasks?
Okay. I think, to be know, I hate working in teamworks.
Don't get me wrong. It has nothing to do with teamworks, by the way. Now, I'll tell you an example, okay? I will tell you. I'll give you an example.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I have some of my my colleagues. They have to upload their courses to a certain website, okay? Now, this is their own task. Now, because they are busy, they are going to delegate these tasks to me.
To someone.
Yeah, to do it for them. Because they believe that these tasks it's gonna consume their times, and they believe that there will be someone actually to do the job. Now, for me, I hate this kind of people, by the way. I don't like someone to use me for his own means, but I have no problem to be there to have an exchange, you know. I may do you some tasks and you may do me some tasks sometimes. This is good. But I know some colleagues, unfortunately, they just like to you are your own their secretary. I don't know. You feel that you are being employed, and without being getting paid.
Of course, I am with you ever. Never.
Yeah, the hate. Yeah, but not no, for me. If there is an exchange, you know, me and you, we do things for each other. I have no problem. It's gonna be cool, you know, because swapping. Because I will have some tasks that I don't have time for. And these tasks are not, are not going to be important for me for improving something or for me to finish a project or whatever. Like, for example, Now, I have Marsoul, for example. I use it all the time because I don't have time to go and shop. I don't have time. So that's why we use Marsoul, we use Amazon, we use all these platforms. For what? They are for...
Okay.
Yeah.
The problem when I say... Yeah,
this is an exchange of money. I give someone money and he gets paid and he will do the job.
Yeah, you bought you his time.
Exactly, yeah. And by his approval, he agrees for that. He has no problem. Yeah. Yeah. But to yeah. use someone...
Yeah, because he gets money.
And by the way, there are some people like this.
No.
And unfortunately, I am one of the people who can't say no. But I started to be very strict on this point because I have to save my time.
So when I say that I work and team, I work with team because yeah. there are people who said, oh my God, I don't have laptop. Can you delegate this work with your work?
Yeah.
Wallah, it's very, 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 why? You don't have laptop, you don't have anything, you don't work with me. Why you are my team? Okay. Sometimes yeah. I said no. But sometimes there is people, I can't say no to him. It's very hard, okay? So I take his way up. What can I do? Okay. So, but all, it's like usually I said no. When I take your job, you will exchange with me. Or we will manage all the tasks with us. Okay, so I remember I know there is a presentation. I was the only guy who has a laptop and using PowerPoint. Oh, are you human with us in 2020? You don't know. You don't know how to use PowerPoint or making some slides. Well, it's very, very skillless.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, there's a type of people.
Okay.
There's a type of people who just like. I had that situation when me and three people in my class, we are a team, okay, and we should work on a presentation, and we should give it after 3 months. I was counting the days. One day by the day, just looking for the. I was already did. I did the presentation. It's ready to show, but look at what they did. I should give the teacher about 70 pages.
Oh my God! Are
you university students? Oh my goodness! Who is this teacher?
Teacher.
No, no names, no names. I mean, sister. What kind of teacher?
Oh, please.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Ask him, not me.
Are you sure? 70 pages. Look what the subject. 17.
What is the subject?
I'm not lying.
17 or
17. I'm not lying.
Are you medical school?
70.
70 pages. Oh my goodness. This is a university project.
I know. I was shocked. I was like, okay, this project.
If I was you, I will quit school. You know.
Yeah, the same. Oh, I was just like, when I look at the presentation and the subject on it, just about 15
what
pages.
What is the subject?
Looking like. I think he wanted me to add the credits and who write it, who
no,
did
no, the
it.
The subject, the subject.
The subject was about history.
History. Okay. Oh my goodness, 70 pages? Wow.
No, just to be honest about one thing, the subject is about history, okay? But look what is inside this history. He wanted me to talk about Aramco company and some another oil company.
Ooh.
With OPEC. I was looking like, why? There is no history in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so keep talking about, yes, about your presentation, yes? So yeah. What happened?
So there wasn't three, there were four. So everyone should pay about from 7 to 9 reals. And we were accepting this. Oh, everyone has accepted. But then, yeah, when I have showed the present, okay. When I showed the presentation to the teacher, I told him, I delete their names on the presentation and told him I won't give it to them or write their names until they gave me the money that I deserve. I worked hard for it. I don't know what other students, but they don't work hard. And the teacher has paid me the cost me about how much? 36 reals or about 40? This is not fair. I'm spending money on something. I don't have anything to do with it. No, thanks.
Yeah.
The problem here is they all have phones, laptops, a PC, television, cars. Every one of them has his own car. How couldn't you just give me money for seventy? How?
Yeah, so you are talking about dividing tasks between the team. Yeah. So this has nothing to do with the delegation, you know what? Because when you assign tasks, now these tasks are going to be priorities. They are not something, they are not side tasks. They are main tasks. They have to be done exactly at the same time, at the deadline. So, teamwork is difficult when you have members who don't like to, you know, to participate. You just like to be silent, and eventually they will get the same score and the same mark for everyone.
Well, guess what? I have got about a whole day writing those 70 pages without leaving the laptop for 1 minute. Not for breakfast, not for lunch, not for dinner, not any for snacks. The whole day I was hungry and suffering just to write it, and I have done the project in about a day.
Yeah. That's great.
I'm just shocked. How could they even go to anyone and tell them, hi, sir, can you please do me a project that's about these little things? And just like this, 70 pages, nothing more. And he paid, nothing else. Is it hard? No.
Definitely, yeah. Okay, I believe this is the end of the meeting. Would you like to say something about the whole topic in general? Yeah.
I had to say something.
Yeah,
it's like the guy who can manage his time. I think it's something else. Like
capable.
Will do. No. It's do anything in this life. It will. It's like write his name in the date. Because when you have a dream, like have hobby, you will, manage your time with this hobby and this dream. You will it's like something in like exception in this life. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So this is skill need it's like exercising on it. So
it's a skill.
It can be improved. Yeah, it's a skill. can improve, but this need a lot of practice, a lot of effort. So
yeah,
you will reach your goals with it.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you, Imam. Anyone else would like to say something before we end up?
No, thanks.
Oh, hello?
Yes, Abdulhamid, welcome.
How minutes can I get?
Take your time, it's okay. 5 minutes, maybe? And we will end up by 8:15, inshallah, we will end up the meeting.
Okay.
To catch the Isha prayer.
Hello, guys. This is Abdulhamid Nahas. Electrical engineering specialization. Thank you, teacher Hassan. Thank you, Hammam. This was a good project or good subject to introduce.
Thank you.
I think I have something for Hammam. I want to know, is he reading something when he's listening or speaking? Or is this his natural? I want to know.
Like he does have a script.
Yeah, exactly.
because he's very good. MashaAllah. And also...
Okay, I have a bad past in my life, so don't ask me about it. Sorry, but okay, I was in my previous university. It was King Saud time, so I stayed 1 year the place. So it was, I think, I get, I think it's 25 hour in my school. It's only English classroom. So, also, it was first year for me.
There is a video clip for him.
I want to get medicine school.
There is a video clip for Hammam. You won't believe that this is Hammam.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, maybe you,
my God.
Really? You wouldn't believe this is the Hammam a year ago. Honestly speaking.
It was the third week of my life.
But you improved a lot, mashallah, Hammam. And look, Abdulhamid, he's saying that you improved. And Abdulhamid also, mashallah, his English is very... It's very amazing, mashallah.
Yeah, I noticed.
Oh, I'm so متواضع ترى. I'm so متواضع في ذا الساعة.
Yeah, I see.
You know what? I thought you are student, teacher Hassan teach you in school, but you came up with university student.
He was actually, and he just graduated the last year.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice, good job.
Also, yeah, but also Shahar is a student.
Not anymore.
Not
anymore?
I'm busy right now. Can I go?
Of course, yes. Yeah, we will end up the meeting, all of us. Okay, thank you for your time, everyone. Hammam, Abdulhamid, and Shahir. And it's a really great topic we talked about today. I'll see you, inshallah, next week, same time, same day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, and have a lovely weekend. Goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye.